so, yeah, it's bouncy. It's fun. It's
It's different.
It's different, yes.
It's Central Standard.
It is Central Standard Friday, and I'm Charles Ferruzza from The Pitch with you for our second Central Standard Friday. I am here with Christine Basica. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, I think, because as much as I love saying Christine Basica, I think you should say it.
Oh, as indeed I should. Yes. I'll probably go with Chris Basica, and I write for Ingram's Magazine.
Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com.
Gloria Gale, 435 South.
We have a lively show for you. And this is sort of a listener request show that we've been talking about doing because we get so many questions about where can I take my family reunion? Where could we have our prenuptial dinner? Where can we have a family gathering for 10 or more people? And we get those phone calls and we look at each other. Where? So we've all done some research and we are here on this hour of Central Standard Friday to tell you and maybe to ask you your ideas of where a party of 10 or more can go for a special event. But before we get to that, because that's going to be in our second half, we are going to be talking about new and exciting restaurants that have opened and some favorites in Kansas City. And Chris Basica is going to start because I know she has been to Story Restaurant Privilege, which just turned 1 year old.
I know. I was surprised how time does fly.
It really does. Mm-hmm.
But the most, you know, and even more exciting thing, even more than that, I don't know. I assume all of our audience knows that today is National Donut Day. And Lamar's is giving away one free donut should you happen to stop by. And the reason I really
mentioned
that.
You have to buy one donut to get another
one
free?
No, you don't.
The line will be out the door.
I know. That's my good deed for the year. But I had donuts at Story yesterday for lunch because I went with their prefixed lunch menu. And
how much is that, Christine?
It's $18. And, you know, Story is a place for lunch. I would like to go when I didn't have to go back to work and I could just sit and have a fabulous meal because, indeed, I did.
So you're saying it's a good place for a leisurely lunch.
Not that the service is slow, but just because I would like to be able to sit there and enjoy it for longer. Okay. And the donuts I had as part of that prefix were in this orange cream sauce with this caramel jiggly thing on top. I mean, that was
what an
solid.
Interesting entree. I'm so into that.
I've given up on entrees anymore, you know.
Cocktails and dessert.
Yeah, cocktails and dessert. But right. Actually, I had a fried soft-shell crab, and it was delicious.
Ooh, yum.
And Story has also, I think, maybe in, because of their 1 year, they've got a new bar menu, and they've got a happy hour now, which they didn't have so much before. And on Sunday nights, you can eat there for $10 with at least one $10 bottle of wine. So I think that's a
And we should say that
thing.
The $10 dinner does not include the $10 bottle of wine.
True.
I have not had the $10 dinner, but people have told me that it is a simple meal, the kind of meal you might make at home, like a pork shoulder or something like that. And but no one wants to make things like pork shoulder at home anymore. So
yeah.
It's a good $10 dinner.
Good. I mean, I think Story is a lovely restaurant and extremely good.
And it's in Prairie Village Shopping Center.
It is.
And it's where Naturalware used to be, if I remember correctly.
Naturalware, yes. Mm-hmm. And it looks far different
and
than
it's fun,
it did
It's then. Fun. I was thinking when I was interviewing the chef and owner, both locations of Naturalware are now restaurants, the one in Westport and the one in Prairie Village.
Oh, how funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what happens naturally, I think.
It does. It's a natural evolution. Where else have you been, Chris?
I went to the Beacon. Which
That's at 51st and Main?
51st and Main. It was where Jack Gage was. And as much as I miss the picture of the pugilist Jack Gage, I think this take may go.
Was it busy?
It was pretty busy. It's a great place to go, I think, for sandwiches and salads. Their hors d'oeuvres are pretty big. It's just kind of a friendly place. And the new owners there are certainly trying to I thought they were very, very friendly and you know, had no idea that I was there trying to kind of get a little review. They also have a kids menu there, which I thought was absolutely a great idea. Every item on it is $4, and they even offer a side of steamed vegetables if you don't want French fries or fruit. And I thought, you know what, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you can have your mom's macaroni and cheese with a side of spinach. The other place I wanted to mention well, two things. Brown's Irish Fair is happening June 15th and 16th down at the Irish Market, which is kind of a fun thing. They're celebrating 125th birthday, and it's going to be a street fair and food and all kinds of things.
That is west of Broadway.
Yes. I don't even have the address. I'm sorry.
I know one of our listeners will call in with it.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other place I really wanted to mention is it's about 6 months old, I think, and it's called Fagoni's Mexican Delights. And
tell us where it is.
It is in Shawnee on Johnson Drive, west of Neiman, in that little past the market. It's on the north side of the street. And Fagoni's was started by Rogelio Zavala and his wife, who came from Mexico. They owned a restaurant in Mexico. This is a paper plate kind of place, okay?
Do you order at a counter?
No. Well, we did because the menu was up on the counter. So, yeah, I guess you do. They bring you your food, and they have, I think it really is delicious Mexican food.
What is the address again?
Well, the address is on Johnson Drive in Pasadena.
Well, I have this weird psychic feeling that our producer, Andrea Salenzi, will
find
that address.
I hope so. I'm sorry. I had a cochinita pibil, which was pork marinated in orange juice, which was fabulous, and they had these really cool, what they called pescadillas, which were little tiny fried fish empanadas, like, but they were strung together by toothpicks.
I thought you were going to say fishing line.
But it's a darling little place and extremely good. No cheese. It's real Mexican food. There's no cheese. And I thought that was just too scrumptious. And Andrea is going to look that up for us exactly on Shawnee.
That is Fagoni's Mexican Delights.
And it's right next to Aunt Jean's
gelato.
Gelato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Aunt Jean.
Good old Aunt
Jean.
Which actually, it's really good gelato if people haven't tried it. It's very good, and it's a cute little place, too. Mm-hmm. So Johnson Drive is
happening.
The place to go for food.
Well, it always has been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Town topic. Miss Emily, where have you been?
I went to House on Martini Corner.
H-A-U-S. It's supposedly the best for the worst.
Yes. They have worst beer and fritten. So sausages, beer, and Belgian fries. I loved it so much, I went twice in the last week. And
were you getting in touch with your Belgian roots?
Yeah, my French fry sausage-loving roots. I ate a lot when I went there both times. I went on Tuesday afternoon at 7 o'clock. We sat at a picnic table outside in their beer garden. It was wonderful.
This is at the corner of 31st and Gillam, I believe.
3044 Gillam Road, so it's right there on Martini Corner. And their sausages are made by Alex Pope from Local Pig. Duck, ginger, sage, smoked chicken and apple, pork Thai, chili, and kefir lime. They're wonderful flavors.
Tell me, Emily, are those sausages grilled?
They are grilled, I believe.
Okay.
Yes. I cannot confirm or deny that.
And they're not served with bread, right?
They are served on a farm-to-market pretzel bun.
Oh, I like that.
It's delicious. And so they bring out 4 different mustards to the table. There's a honey Dijon and a spicy mustard, and then there are the little sides are a lot of pickled vegetables, pickled in-house. So there's pickled vegetables, something that's sort of between a slaw and a sauerkraut, caramelized onions, a sun-dried tomato ketchup. So lots of delicious toppings, and you can sort of mix and match. They have a good beer selection. I'm not a big beer drinker, but there's a good beer selection. And we went on a Tuesday afternoon and sat in the beer garden. It was very nice. Went back on a Sunday night around 11 o'clock. Very, very different on Martini Corner. At 11 o'clock.
On a Sunday,
especially. Oh, a Saturday night. I'm sorry. And it's a little clubbier out there, so I recommend going on a weeknight in the evening and sitting in the beer garden.
Because it's less raucous.
It's a little on a Saturday night.
Okay.
Cute.
Yes, it was delicious. I also went to the new Swagger yesterday.
Is that the one in Johnson County?
Martin City.
Martin City.
Yes, okay. So it's at 135th and Holmes. So the original Swagger is in Waldo, much more sort of like a dive bar. This, they're going for more of a family feel. Same menu, very similar menu, crazy sandwiches, fries, beer.
And is this on the main drag where RC's and Jess and Jim's is?
It's right next to Jack Stack.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
In an old, I think it was Margarita's. Yeah. Was it a Margarita? Yeah. And it has a big bar that goes in different. There's a really cool bar. Very different feel. The one time that I was at the Swagger in Waldo, I witnessed a bar fight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, cool.
This is much more of a family restaurant with booths and a lot of space, and the same featured on diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Do they still have Swagger's makes really good mixed drinks? Do they still have a big?
They
mixed
do
drinks?
Have a. They have a cocktail menu.
Yeah.
I went for lunch, so stuck with water. But yeah.
Well, we're not going to derail this and talk about bar fights as much as I would like to, but I want to remind our listeners you are listening to KCUR. This is the Central Standard Friday show, and the food critics are here talking about food, new restaurants, old restaurants, favorite restaurants, and in the second half of the show we will be talking and requesting your ideas on where to go for special party dining for groups of 10 or more, which is my idea of pure hell, especially if my family is involved. But Emily, anything else?
You know, I went to Little Freshy, which is the new soda fountain and espresso bar opened by Lindsay Lyrics, who had fresher than fresh snow cones in her cart.
It's still a snow cone place, right?
Yeah, so she does snow cones, sodas with her homemade syrups, and coffee. They serve Oddly Correct coffee, and it's adorable, and they have macaroons and cookies and biscotti, and it's
It stay open very late?
It doesn't. Right now, they have very limited hours. It's, I think, 8 a.m. to noon.
Yeah. Oh, those are beyond
during
limited.
The week, okay. And then they're open until 2 on Saturday and Sunday, I believe, and I think they're extending hours very soon, and that's, you can find more at littlefreshy.com.
Little Freshy, huh, okay.
It's a delightful little place. It's right next to Feud.
Oh, okay.
811 West 17th. So go in and get a soda or a coffee.
I did want to do an update because we missed some exact addresses when we were talking about restaurants previously.
That would be me.
And in honor of Christine Vasica, I want to remind you that Beacon Restaurant is at 5301 Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri. And Fagone's Mexican Delights is at 11200 Johnson Drive in Shawnee. So we have now established those. And they will be on our website as well. So, Miss Gloria.
Yes. I'm on a sugar rush, just like you. I could go for donuts in the morning. And I went to the Upper Crest, which is the second location is they have one in Pride's that they've had forever. This is the Pie Bakery. The other one is at 7943 Santa Fe Drive in Overland Park.
Is that downtown Overland?
Downtown Overland Park. And I talked to the owner yesterday, and she said they're just doing great. Okay. They're doing gangbusters. But
can
if
you eat a piece of pie in there?
You can. It's like going to Grandma's house. They have a screen door that closes and slams. And I mean, it's just so homey. You can get a cup of coffee and a piece of pie. It's just fantastic. They have both savory and regular sweet pies. And it's fabulous.
Savory pie, like a quiche?
Like a quiche, okay. Like a rustic tart, you know? Mm-hmm. And they have specialty pies, all kinds of things. And then I went in at 3 o'clock. Just starting up, ramping up,
yeah.
And got a mini pie, which was enough for two people.
But
and
you ate it all.
Well, no. I sat in the corner and ate by myself. But they had gooseberry pie, which is I thought was charming because you don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
But anyway, and then across the street, of course, is El Salvador, in which you've talked about. And it is terrific. It's just this little hole in the wall. It's in one of those newer spaces. It's so clean, and they'll just fall all over themselves to get you what you want. And their pupusas are wonderful. They're for $5 or $6. You can eat an enchilada, which isn't the typical enchilada. It's something else. I don't know what it is, but they'll call in. And a pupusa for like $5.95. Bingo. Wow. That's great. Anyway, and then I ramped it up and went to Sullivan's, which is out south at 4501 West 119th Street in 119.
Now that is a chain.
It is a chain, and it is loud.
It is loud, and it's expensive, I think.
And it is expensive, but it's good.
It's very good.
It's good, and it's a lot of food, and it's mostly a masculine kind of steak and potatoes place, but they've got a really good selection of seafood, which I was thrilled about.
You can smoke a cigar on the patio.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they've got a great Yeah, then they've got, we'll talk about the party room. So they've got plenty of room for parties. The other thing I wanted to just mention briefly is Kosher Fest is coming up this Sunday. If anybody's interested, talk about a lot of food, they will have it.
Where is Kosher Fest?
Kosher Fest will be in the parking lot at Ohev Shalom Synagogue at 75th and Knoll. Mm-hmm. And it is famous for, as you talk about food, oh my God, over the top food.
Okay, so you'll give us an example of what?
Blintzes and knishes and pastrami sandwiches and potato latkes.
From when to when? What day is it?
11 o'clock on Sunday. And it'll run until, I don't know, until they give up or get all the food's gone. I mean, it's terrific food. It's heavy. It's good. It's fun. It's loud. It's lots of people. But the other thing is I went to Lydia's brunch last Sunday, and it was really lovely. There were a ton of people there, and that was a holiday weekend. And you can do the brunch itself, which is $24, which comes with any entree, which is far too much food. Mm-hmm. You know,
do they still have the table with the salad? And
Yeah. So, and they can, you can do the trio, the pasta trio. So it's great. That's it.
Well, those are wonderful ideas.
Yeah.
You are listening to the I almost said, you know,
yeah.
What I almost said.
Yeah.
After 22 okay. years, it's just invariable that's going to, you're listening to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza here with Christine Basica, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale. We are taking your phone calls now at 816-235-2888. You can tell us what new and exciting places you have been to at 816-235-2888, or send us an email to centralstandard@kcor.org. We are also reading your tweets at KCORCST at KCORCST. Now, that's think about it. It works somehow. I have to say something.
Okay. Here it comes.
The last time I was on the show, which was a few weeks ago, I led the hurrah in sort of, you know, making fun of Cafe Gratitude.
Oh, yes.
But I have been there twice now, and the food is really good.
Yes,
it really is a delightful place, I must say. I don't quite buy into all the gratitude stuff, but I am naturally cynical that way. And you know, when the waitress the last time I was there, you know, set my lunch in front of me and said, I think the name of it was "You are wonderful" or "You are thrilling" or "You are exciting." When she said it in front of me and. In her most, you know, determined, "You are thrilling." And I thought, you know what? Maybe it's worth it. I don't know. But a shout out to Cafe Gratitude. And if nothing else, and like I said, I thought the food was good and interesting and, you know, probably the healthiest thing. I did have a shot of wheatgrass, which has invigorated me for the rest of the week.
Wow.
You know, in my stage of my life, I don't get to drink many things out of a shot glass anymore.
So that did it for you.
Yeah, I was delighted to get a shot of something. But I could no longer really tolerate milkshakes, which has really been a sad reality of my middle-aged life. And they have wonderful cashew milk milkshakes. And if any listeners out there have some, you know, severe lactose intolerance issues, milkshakes or malts in particular, the coffee milkshake is divine.
Mm.
It was thick and delicious, almost too thick
really?
To drink with a straw. I mean, it was that good.
Was it called I'm Divine?
Something like that. I wish I'd brought the menu with, because those names are actually kind of funny. Hilarious in some cases. They do have this effervescent ginger drink if you're a ginger fan.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, you like
I'm
ginger.
A huge ginger
I'm
fan.
I'm a huge ginger fan too. And it was.
And a ginger.
And a as fate would have it.
Yes.
You are a gingery girl in every possible way. And Emily, it was delicious.
Did it have a lot of, it's effervescent. It's
effervescent, but it, you know, when you think of ginger, you sort of think of ginger ale, which has maybe the most vague hint of ginger in it. This is a ginger knockout drink. It is really wonderful. So I think at this point in our journey here, we're going to start taking some phone calls, and let's go to Ed in Overland Park. Hello,
Hi,
Ed.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I'd like to let you guys know about that new store at Natural Grocers in Overland Park on 91st and Metcalf, where Borders used to be.
Oh.
So did they take the whole Borders space? Is it big?
It's big.
Okay. Okay.
It's pretty big. It's not as big as a real big grocery store, but it's pretty good size. And all their produce is organic. It's terrific.
Well, let me ask you this. Since these stores are close to each other, how would you compare it, if this is fair, to Whole Foods?
Well, it doesn't have a meat counter. It doesn't have a seafood counter and, like a pizza oven like Whole Foods does. But
do they have carry out meals?
No.
Oh, okay.
And no bakery.
Well.
No, okay. No bakery either, no.
But lots of vitamins.
Okay.
Yep, plenty of vitamins. And it's got lots of gluten-free stuff.
That's good.
But the produce is all organic, and it's wonderful.
Price-wise, how does it compare to Whole Foods?
I think it's a little bit cheaper.
Okay.
Not much.
So, I'd encourage everybody to go there. It's just a wonderful shopping experience.
Well, we'll go and make a report on that, Ed. Thank you. Let's go to John in North Kansas City. John?
Hello, Charles. I make the same mistake about the Walt Bodine show. I miss the man greatly.
Well, he's still here among the living. But are you going to tell me about this new restaurant that I've heard so much about in North Kansas City?
Would that be Siva?
Yeah.
It means to serve, according to the owners.
Where it's an Indian restaurant, correct?
Yes, and it's on North Flintlock. It's by a Best Buy up off of 152 Highway in North Flint. I can't tell you the exact address.
Okay.
It's wonderful. My wife and I went in there. We were actually going to go to Taj Mahal. They moved a restaurant up north into Liberty also. And,
Siva is in Liberty. That's correct.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's actually Kansas City, Missouri. It's on the border of Liberty and Kansas City.
Okay.
And the entrees are—I'm not sure if that's what you call it. It's about $14 for an evening, for the main meal in evenings. They have a wonderful variety flatbread for $8. It's more you can eat. You take some home with different varieties. There's like raisin and garlic it's just really good. I don't know how to describe it. I'm not really well versed on Indian food or Middle Eastern food. I just know I like it.
Do they have a lunch buffet?
Yes, they do, 7 days a week. And the lunch buffet, I think, is $8.90 or something like that.
Wait, you said that the dinner entrees are $14. Is that a buffet too?
No, that's pretty much each item on there is between $12 and $14.
Okay.
And they have a ginger lemonade there that is just, I've never had it before. I like lemonade, and this touch of ginger, I think, is what it was in it. And I never had anything like it. It was great.
All right. Mm. All right. We will post the address for that of Siva in Liberty, and thank you for that phone call. Let's go to Steve. Steve?
Yes.
Have you also been to Siva?
Yes, I have, several times. And
do you know the exact address?
Yes, I got the address. It's 8674 Flintlock Road.
Okay. And what's the easiest way to get to Flintlock?
Just go, depending on where you're coming from, just go up 152. You go 152 west from Liberty. and Flintlock Road is, I don't remember how many lights, like two or three lights from the highway. And then you take a right on Flintlock and...
You're there.
He's over on the left.
Well, of course, I will refer to that street as Flintstones for the next 10 years. And how is it different from any other Indian restaurant in Kansas City?
The food is just, the flavors burst in your mouth. I mean, it's just amazing. And the chicken and the lamb are so tender. I mean, it just melts in your mouth. And he's got a great variety. And the buffet, I've only been to the buffet at lunch, and... the fellow before was a little bit wrong. They're only open 6 days a week. They're closed on Mondays.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go. And yes. I'll report back next time. I'm very excited about this.
I like Indian restaurants.
Yes.
I love
Indian
food.
It's a new
food.
Indian restaurant.
We have a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we are going to take a break. And when we return, we will be taking your phone calls, advising us where the best place to take a big party, family or friends or, distant friends, enemies. We'll tell you all about it. And you're back with us on the air. On Central Standard Friday, this is the Food Critics Edition. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which you can find. It's called Fat City at pitch.com. I'm here with Christine Basica from Ingram's, Emily Ferris from Feed Me KC, and the lovely and charming Gloria Gale, who writes for about 25 different... Donut Central magazine. We are talking this half hour about places to go with groups, because we get many, many phone calls sporadically, not all at once, although today we might, about people asking us, where can we take a group of people? It's grandmother's 91st birthday. We want a place where 10 people could eat for $1.99 each. We cannot answer that question, except maybe the Gold Buffet. Oh, that's not there anymore, is it?
No, it isn't.
Alas, we do have already some people who have written into Central Standard at KCOR.org, actually, and maybe tweeted at KCORCST. And you can call us, too, at 816-235-2888. One of our longtime listeners here at KCOR, Linister in Volcker, he recommends Californos for groups. Mm-hmm. And they have some beautiful banquet rooms.
Right.
That's a fun place. Jill Moxie from Moxie Catering wrote in to tell us that Moxie Catering has moved into the old R Bar location and is offering private dinner parties. And they're going to ask us to keep us to watch out for info on our new website. So I'm glad something has moved into the old R Bar space.
Me too. I'm so sad about that closing.
I know. It was a really interesting asset and, it was so different.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Okay, we want to know where you... you just thought of something, Emily, that when we...
We were talking about Martini Corner, and the drop came up. And they have a little room off to the side when you walk in that you can... I know you can block it off, and I don't know exactly how you rent it, but you can fit 20, 30 people in there for past appetizers and drinks, and it's a private space.
If you want a little bruschetta festival.
Exactly.
You know who... Lydia's has an upstairs room that's really quite nice.
Yes, yeah.
And so does Jasper's. And it overlooks the, in the back of the restaurant,
it overlooks the Indian
Mill
Creek.
Or whatever that is. You know, Mill Creek Park or Mill Creek something.
So
it's a call.
It's Mill Creek Park.
Yeah, Mill Creek. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why did I think it was something else? Okay. Let's go to Anne in Overland Park. Anne?
Yes. Hi. How are you all?
Very good. Thank you.
We had a great experience about a week and a half ago. My son turned 21. And we went to the Sullivan Steakhouse at 119th, and it was, granted, it was a Sunday night, so it wasn't so busy, and they had a special menu for $34 where you get a salad and a nice choice of 5 entrees and dessert, and we started.
Oh, I think we lost her. I'm sorry. Wherever you are.
we will write that down.
Yeah. Christine in Excelsior Springs.
Good morning.
Hi, Christine.
I wanted to talk to you about the Elms that has recently reopened.
Oh. You know, I got to tell you, the Elms has had more lives than Thomasina the cat. it has opened and closed and opened and closed, at least in my 28 years in Kansas City, I think at least 125 times. But tell us about the newest incarnation of the Elms.
The newest incarnation is doing a phenomenal job. My husband had a work event there, and you were talking about groups, places to take groups. They redid the dining room. They redone, obviously, everything. But there's a nice, big, large communal table in the middle of the dining room, and it held 12 people. We went back for Mother's Day, took my husband's family and obviously his mother, and we were all able to sit around the same common table. So it was really nice, small. So very intimate. The chef Steven, is coming from, I want to say, extra virgin.
Okay.
So just the food was phenomenal. I think I was impressed more with the food than the ambiance, but the ambiance was absolutely incredible.
Huh. That's great. Okay. Was it expensive?
No, not at all. Very reasonable.
All right. Hey, thank you, Christine. That's a great, great idea. Let's go to Will. Will?
Hi.
Hi, Will. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to call and tell you guys about Chai Chai. It's great little...
It's yummy.
Yeah, you couldn't exactly take a group there unless you were going to rent out the entire restaurant.
Because
it's very small.
I have seen some groups there, but you're right. A very large group probably wouldn't do very well. But for like six or eight. I have seen groups there, and they've been very thrilled from what I've seen. But I just want to throw that out there. Very fantastic Indian place.
You have another restaurant to tell us about, too, right?
I believe you guys might have talked about it in the past. The operator told me Mesab Kiblitz.
Pickles?
Yes.
And is that on Independence Avenue? I can't remember.
Yes, East Independence Avenue. It's a fantastic place. They do have a buffet, and that'd be a pretty good place for a group as well. But
what kind of food does Mesab Pickles serve?
Haitian and Ethiopian food, it's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
I ate there. It was very good. It was very good. Mm-hmm.
What did you have?
Something Haitian.
Cheeseburger?
Fried chicken. No, I had something. It was wonderful. I mean, we asked the owner what to get, and he was very helpful, and it's a cute place.
All right. That's Mesab Pickles on East Independence Avenue. We will post that address. Hey, Will, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
And it's funny, Chai Shai for groups. Yeah, they're lucky to fit me in there.
I know. I have to go by myself. Or I don't want to share the food with anybody. I want to eat it
all. Great.
Let's go to Laura in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi. I think the best place to take a large group is Jess and Jim's in Martin City. You mentioned it earlier. Mm. Fabulous hand-cut steaks, and they have great service and a great, very comfortable atmosphere, and it's very affordably priced, especially for all the food you get. It's all made on in-house. They've got a pastry guy. Well, not pastry, but he makes all the desserts there. It's great. Well, it's been around for a long time for a reason.
Yeah, it's sort of a legendary Kansas City Steakhouse. So that's a good choice, yeah. Laura. And I know they have private rooms. We are taking your phone calls if you have ideas for where you could take a large party, 10 or more, let's say, at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-8888. 2888. That's a lot of eights. Or you could email us at centralstandard@kcr.org, or we're reading your tweets. And on the subject of tweets, Josh writes, "Guys, what brunch place has good drinks? Screwdrivers, mimosas." I don't want to look at Chris Pasica, but Chris, where should you go for screwdrivers and mimosas?
Well, if he wants those specifically and also a good brunch, I really...
M&S? You know,
yeah, probably. I think that's a good idea. Not so much those two drinks, but Mestizo is now open for brunch. And
it's in a menu brunch, I believe.
Yes, a new menu, and it opens at 10 on Sundays, and their drinks are wonderful. I mean, they're just the margaritas there are extremely good.
Plus, I can second that.
you don't have to just get a margarita, but they do have really good drinks.
I would say Westport Cafe. They have great mimosas and a great brunch, and you get a mimosa with your brunch. So I would recommend the chicken hash.
Sounds very good.
It's delicious.
I've heard those mimosas are very good as well.
Does the American have a brunch?
No, not usually. They have them for Mother's Day and for special occasions. And personally, I am thinking that there should be more done for Father's Day. I don't understand why suddenly Father's Day is someone has to grill, usually the father. You know, why don't we take them out for lunch or breakfast or
I'll
dinner?
Do it.
Okay. Or donuts.
Yeah. That's
donuts, yes.
Speaking of brunch drinks, just really quickly, the Record Bar in Westport has a Bloody Mary buffet, so you can put together your own Bloody Mary.
Tomfooleries.
Yes.
What would you see on a Bloody Mary buffet? Obviously, you'd see celery,
horseradish,
and limes.
Celery. They have multiple kinds of Bloody Mary mixes. They have spray cheese. They have pickled onions, pickles, olives, pickled carrots, asparagus.
Wow,
I haven't seen shrimp on that.
It has.
You can just make a breakfast.
Lest we diverge into a brunch conversation, which is our show of August 10th. We'll be an all brunch show.
Okay.
So let's get back to the topic at hand. On Twitter, Summer Marie says, "Friend's Sushi on 39th Street is incredibly accommodating to large parties, considering their small size. Super friendly too." Russ writes, "The West Side Local, 1663 Summit Street, in the Crossroads area, has an event space above their main restaurant floor that could easily accommodate about 20 people. For parties that don't want to arrange that space, the staff will accommodate parties up to 18 in the main restaurant. And they have wedding dinners and other parties there all the time," which reminds me that sort of on the same corner, the Bluebird. The Bluebird Cafe
upstairs
has a very nice upstairs room.
Right.
On Twitter, Jess writes, Grunauer is my favorite for romantic or large group settings, and the food knocks everyone else out of the park. Grunauer, all right, a big plus for that restaurant. 816-235-2888. We are looking forward to hearing from you. We're talking about places to take a large group of people.
I don't know how large you can fit, but Anna's Oven. I went to actually a poetry
reading. That's the tiniest restaurant
I've
ever been
in. It is, but I went to a poetry reading there, and they managed to squeeze in. And then maybe Thomas has a place. I don't know.
I was also thinking Grand Street has a private room.
Grand Street has several rooms. They have three rooms now, I think.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. And we had a surprise party there for my cousin a few years ago. It was before they redecorated, but they were super accommodating.
Yeah, they're nice.
And it's great because they have parking on both sides.
That reminds me. I had a birthday party at Cafe Sebastian, and it was beautiful. And they had plenty of room out in there.
Sure.
Opening area.
Another really nice place is JJ's. They have a very nice room, a couple of different rooms, actually, that accommodate anywhere from 10 to, I was at an event with about 50 people there.
That's very good. Pam in Belton writes, Old Mill Catering in Parkville. Excellent food, great brisket, great desserts, great owner as well. That's a rousing.
That's an endorsement.
Old Mill Catering in Parkville. I don't know where that is in Parkville. Although I just ate in Parkville. Oh, Cafe Italia. I've had several meals there. It's very, very good. This is the same Cafe Italia that was on North Oak Trafficway.
Is that in Parkville?
Do you know where the Japanese Steakhouse was on English Landing Street or English Landing Road?
Yeah, right.
Well, they took over the Japanese Steakhouse space and turned it into an Italian restaurant. They have an upstairs party room in there, and they also have a banquet hall right across the street for large, large parties. So that's Cafe Italia in historic Parkville.
You know, the Rieger also has a private room.
It's a very pretty private
very
room,
very nice
too.
Private room. And Extra Virgin has a little space to the side.
That is a great little space.
And you can close the curtains and nobody will see you.
I think it's funny you should say that because Paul and Lenexa had the very same idea, didn't you, Paul?
I did. I was just going to say that we've had parties of 15 and more in that upper room at Extra Virgin, and very, very cool space, and of course, just Extra Virgin's cool anyway. But the thing I was thinking about was when you guys were talking about the unusual drinks or new drinks. I just had a bone luge at Extra Virgin, which is it's after you've eaten the wood-fired marrow bones and scooped the marrow out. The bartender will pour a Manhattan or a shot of your choice right down the bone into your mouth. It's sweeping the country, and it's I had one at Extra Virgin, quite delicious. So.
I will say this: if Chris Pasika will do that, me photograph it. I will buy you as many. What's the drink called again?
It's called a bone luge.
Oh, I will buy you as many bone luges as you possibly can drink.
I guess I can only do one.
I'll go. I'll help you.
Okay,
that sounds very good to me.
I love.
I think that'll be a central standard Friday outing. Possibly we'll get a little publicity out of it. The Bone Luge Festival.
The Bone Luge,
Let me know when I'll be there, too.
All right, Paul, we'll let you know.
We'll get plenty of notice.
And let's see here. We have KC Food Circle tweets Renee Kelly's Canaan Castle, which I think is that in Shawnee?
Shawnee, yeah. Yes.
Lovely place. Great local food. Dolores in Grandview writes, RC's in Martin City is a nice place for small groups. Good fried chicken. We've had a few gatherings there when our classmates of 1958 get together. Well, Dolores, she doesn't mind sharing her age, does she?
Yeah, 58. Well, maybe that was grade school. No.
I was going to say kindergarten. Notice her kindergarten class of 1958. Very good. We are taking your phone calls, your tweets, and your emails here at Central Standard Friday. We're here with the food critics. Phone number 816-235-2888. Email address is centralstandard@kcur.org. Tweet KCURCST. That's KCURCST. And we are talking about great places to take your family and your friends and
whoever else you want to drag in. West Chase Grill has a small space.
That's 119th.
It is in Hawthorne Plaza.
Hawthorne Plaza. Mm-hmm.
And Webster House has nice private rooms. I would love to take someone there. Maybe a Father's Day brunch at
there
Webster House.
There you go. Exactly.
And I'm sure they're doing one, too.
The Capitol Grill also has a couple of different rooms back there that are very nice. And they treat you well there.
Yeah, I bet Shields Bistro.
Shields Manor Bistro. They have set private rooms. Yeah.
And also, what about Tannen? wine bar?
A beautiful little private dining room. I don't know how many it seats. Let's see. Karen writes, Grand Street is the only place I know with a round table, and I think this is the main dining room, a round table that seats 10. I wish other restaurants had similar accommodations. Cassie writes, another restaurant with nice private rooms is Pierpont's. That's an excellent dessert.
Yeah.
The rooms downstairs are wonderful, very, very pretty. Uh-huh. We've had some great,
And people should also, if they're really looking around, like the Liberty Memorial, they have a room that they do rent out, and it's.
Do you have to use that restaurant there for catering?
I do not believe so. At least at one time you didn't. Okay. So I don't know.
Very good.
You know, we're having our rehearsal, and I'll start. I'm not the biggest fondue fan in the world, but we're having our wedding rehearsal dinner at the Melting Pot, and they are so accommodating and so nice, and it's going to be such a fun atmosphere to have people who don't know each other sharing food, and they have a projector and a separate sound system, and the room is right off of the back of the bar. That's the Melting Pot on the plaza.
I did not know that.
I was very surprised to find that.
Yeah.
Well, my mother-in-law found it, but I was surprised to find out they had that nice room back there.
That's cool.
Nancy in Overland Park. Nancy, are you with us?
Hi there.
Hi, Nancy.
We had a really great experience at Will Jenny's down here in Overland Park. We did my grandparents' 75th wedding anniversary there, and their party room is actually a little more dressy than the regular kind of Texas decor in the rest of the place. And since all the old folks that were invited didn't really have a taste for the spicy barbecue, he said, okay, what do you want? And he made us a totally custom menu for the event. It was great. We had probably 35 or 40 people there.
That's what I call a classy restaurateur.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Well, he just really bent over backwards for us. It was nice.
That's great.
I wish that happened all the time. Let's go to Ellen in Overland Park.
Hey, good morning. Hi. I just wanted to mention Lydia's has a nice upstairs private room. I was in an event there.
I think they call it the loft at Lydia's. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Lovely, accommodating, good space. So just wanted to throw that out there.
They're also set up to do events if you wanted to show a video or have sound system up there.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And that was Ellen. On Facebook, a few ideas are coming in. Danny suggests El Pulgarcito. Am I pronouncing that correctly? That's a restaurant I've not yet to go to. So Lorena suggests Stroud's. Does Stroud's have a private room? They do large groups. I do know that. Mm-hmm. Bart suggests, and I think this is a great idea, because I've seen many big groups at this place, Cinzetti's in Overland Park.
Oh, sure.
It's not very expensive, and it's very roomy. And
wear very roomy pants when you go, or stretch pants.
I just happen to have a pair in my trunk.
I'm wearing them now.
Yes, and Cinzetti's is on Metcalf, I believe.
91st-ish.
Karen writes, Nika's 320 has a nice little party room in back, and it certainly does. I've been in it. Great food and drinks. My favorite drink is Flowering States. Yum. Have you had a Flowering States, Christine?
I have not. I'm sort of I'm in a state of chagrin right now.
Yeah.
I bet the Bristol.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, on both locations. In both locations.
They do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh, in fact, the one downtown is actually a very pretty private dining room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could, of course, always just buy out the restaurant for one night.
Exactly.
Too, you know, which I think is something I've always wanted
to do.
You know, I know.
Especially a restaurant that's small and you wouldn't imagine it being a venue for a group.
Yeah.
We don't have, like, catering halls like they do, a lot of catering halls.
Yes, we do.
We have some.
Now the Arbor. The old Arbor.
Now.
And there's another one in the Crossroads. I can't remember the name, but there's one right by the Bad Seed Market.
Yeah. Renee Kelly.
Renee Kelly, of course.
Specifically.
There's one in Johnson County.
There's one
on
Main.
On Main Street?
Main. Or downtown, and she just opened a year ago.
Well, hold on. We're going to go back to that question because let's go to, is it Hans in Overland Park?
Yes, this is Hans.
And I understand you have a very romantic question to ask us.
Yes, and I know Chris Paseka personally, too. She knows me from other things.
I wondered if you were, I know so few Hans, so I thought maybe it was you.
I'm the Hans you know.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, what would you suggest restaurant you propose in might be.
Oh, well, let's keep
You're tipping your hand on the
let's
air. You realize that.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
It's very accommodating. Do you have an idea?
No, go ahead.
Raphael at Chaz.
I was thinking the very same thing. Yeah.
And they also have private areas they can block off, but they
Chaz
do a whole package.
Plaza at the Raphael Hotels. Mm-hmm. You and I were both on that same wavelength because you want something dark and private. You don't want
except Raphael's not dark and private anymore, if you recall.
But they still have this little private cubby hole.
Yeah,
kind of.
They do.
And they'll do all champagne and rose petals and surprise you if you like that sort of thing. They're very accommodating to it.
What about Starker's Reserve? I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't
been there since. Yeah. You know where I'd go.
Where?
I'd go to the American, tell them ahead of time, and they will just do whatever you want, and you'll have a fabulous, fabulous meal.
Yes, and it's a showy,
classy,
lovely place.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, let us know what happens.
Just in case all sorts of suggestions.
Yeah, and let me tell you where not to go. The Golden Corral.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that'll be a memory she'll never forget. Beth suggests the City Market Farmers Market. You could shop and picnic in the park. I don't know what City Market she's thinking of, but okay. I'm looking.
That little. What is the little park right there that's close?
A pocket park?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right next
Columbus
to the
Park.
Columbus Park.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I think Greg remembers Meyerhoff's. That's a memory. My former wife and I, that says volumes, my former wife and I had our rehearsal dinner there. I love that place and miss it daily.
Well,
there's a conglomeration of interesting memories all at once. We are taking your phone calls as we come to the top of the hour. We're talking about places to take groups for special occasions at 816-235-2888.
I went to Café Des Amis one time, and we had a group upstairs. Well, it's upstairs anyway, but they fashioned a room for about 15 of us. It was good.
Really?
Yeah, it was very different. It's like being in a house. Mm-hmm. Well, it is kind of a house,
yeah.
I think.
This is the house Jack built, y'all.
Speaking of Jack, Jack's Deck, very accommodating for large groups.
Absolutely they are, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we are taking your emails at centralstandard@kcr.org, and the telephone number here is 816-235-2888. I think we're missing a couple of obvious choices that we're just walking on by.
I don't know. But it'll come to us.
Yes. Where are we going to have the food critics reunion when we have it finally?
Well, we don't need a really big room. Okay. Well, where would you go if you had to take 10 people somewhere?
Where would I go?
Where would you go?
Mm-hmm. Am I paying for it? We're going to the Mugs Up Drive-In.
No, you're not paying for it.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
If I'm not paying for it, I would like to go to – ooh, that's a good, good call. Where I don't know, but I'm going to ask Charlie in Overland Park where he would go. Charlie?
Yeah.
Where would you take your group?
There's a awesome Mexican place on Independence Avenue. It's called Lucia's, and they used to be in this tiny little shack of a building, and they just moved into a great big place right across the street. I don't have the exact address.
Well, what is it near so I have a landmark to kind of figure out where it is?
It's on the east side of Independence.
Is this Independence the town or Independence the
street? Independence on Independence Avenue. Okay. It's right next to a school out there.
Okay. And it's called Lucia's?
Lucia's.
Okay, well, we're gonna get somebody to get the address for us so we can tell people. Is the food good?
Oh, it's the best Mexican food I've ever had. One of my friends' mothers will kill me for saying that, but it's phenomenal.
Hey, that's great. Let's go to Mary Ann in... did I lose Mary Ann? Mary Ann, I think I'm so excited. Mary Ann, this is Mary, just plain Mary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plain as any name could be. Mm-hmm. Mary, where do you want to talk about?
I want to mention Grand Street Cafe.
We've talked about that. Do you like the private dining room there?
The private dining, and they have several of them. They have the one at the back of the restaurant, and they also have several other in the building. You check in at the restaurant, but then they take you back around where the offices are, and they have some larger rooms back there.
Great. That's an excellent choice.
I'm
trying to squeeze all these calls into the last waning minutes of the show. Mary Hansen.
Yeah. I haven't heard mentioned yet, but my husband went there yesterday to kind of check it out for me. It was in the paper last week, Fair Food and Wine at 19 and 11 Main.
I was just there last night.
Tell me what it was like.
I thought it was divine. I thought it was delicious.
Good, because we have other couples. There's three of us, and we have anniversaries in June, July, and August. And I thought, we want to go someplace different. And I saw that in the paper, and I thought, I've got to check out this. And so I thought, I'm going to call today and find out what critics think.
Now, I will say this, you know, the sign in front says Affair, a German restaurant, but it's really a very European restaurant. It's, you're not going to find Wiener Schnitzel or Black Forest cake on that.
That's what they said, what people usually connect with German food.
Anyway.
And I like the whole idea. I think maybe you were able to experience this.
I was, and I feel richer for the experience. Anyway, we have reached the top of the hour. I want to thank my fellow critics here. Emily Ferris, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And we've had a great show, and I think we've answered a lot of questions. Thanks to everybody who called in. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your day.